We go from one blockbuster guest to another. Let's go to Mobile, Alabama. Check in with the executive director of the Senior Bowl, the Panini Senior Bowl, the one and only Drew Fibianich.
Good Browns, hey, what's up, dude?
What's going on?
Hey, we're actually completely full.
Congrats, man.
Yeah, I was told by the operation guy that's been here for a while that there's never been over 100 players acceptance before January 1, and we had 125 on January 1.
Wow. Yeah.
And you'll see on the Senior Bowl Twitter, not mine, I mean Senior Bowl X, there was a group of juniors that had their papers cleared today, so there'll be a large group of juniors popping, you know, on our Senior Bowl X. And there's still more that have not cleared that we can't release yet. But we're at our 140 right now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you've got a sterling cast of players. And so even if you had a player declare something, you don't have any room for them.
Not really. You know, I could possibly squeeze in three or four if I had to. I'm probably going to lose three or four anyway, you know, by the time the game gets around, whether it's training hamstrings or, you know, some idiot agent thinking that this isn't as important as it should be. You know, yes, and I did say that yesterday. Yeah. I've had some doozy conversations now. I mean, you know, there's one guy, well, I got first round grades on this guy. Well, I said, there ain't a damn soul in the NFL has got a first round grade on your player, you know, and, you know, he doesn't need to come. I said, okay. I said, just understand. I said, when day one's over, I said, the night that's over with, I'm going to be the first son of a bitch to text you. I told you so. Yeah. And I even asked him, I said, how many times have I been wrong? He said, never. And I go, well, not wrong on this one, but you're going to listen to area scouts telling you that he got first round grades. So you go right ahead. Got one that was like a fifth rounder that didn't think he needed the game. Didn't think he needed the game.
It's crazy.
And I went, okay. I was like, first of all, your agent should be fired for malpractice. I said, you know, and then you're not that smart or you just don't know ball. Yeah. So, no, it's been good. It really has. I mean, it's I got my hands full, got a lot of hats, you know, but man, it's good roster. I mean, good roster, really is.
Well, and real quick, breaking news, Texas has gotten a commitment from LSU defensive tackle Zion Williams. This guy's a little bit more of a developmental guy, 6'4", 360. We'll come back to that. But Will Muschamp putting together.
Why don't you just say what you just said again and tell me he's developmental what?
I know. 6'4", 360.
Okay. He's a developmental nose tackle?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's an E2 guy. I mean, yeah. They probably just need some E2 guys. I mean, you know, that's fine. But I mean, I don't remember the kid. And I didn't do underclassmen there or anything like that either.
Though, so. No, he's really like he's got 3 years of eligibility.
Yeah. Well, maybe he needs to lean up a little bit.
Yeah. They signed a kid named Ian Gaffrard from Arkansas, who's 6'5", 387.
Yep.
And can move.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to get big bodies.
Yeah.
I mean, Will Muschamp gets it. I mean, he does. I mean, you can't stop the run without big bodies. Can't stop the run without eating too. So, yeah.
Well, go ahead, Zay.
Yeah, Drew, I want to ask you about some of the guys that you got in the Panini Senior Bowl that are playing tonight and tomorrow. And one name that just screams out to me is Jacoby Thomas of Miami, the safety. He was laying the wood last week at the Cotton Bowl. A lot of guys from Ohio State that are also big-time prospects. They weren't catching the ball, and they were wondering where Jacoby Thomas was. Talk about him a little bit and what you like about him.
You know, I like a lot about him. He shows range. He can go red line to red line. He's a good open field tackler. Good in man, not great in man, but very good in zone. You know, I'm more worried about if they go to the national championship game, I may lose all four of my Miami defensive players, you know. And I've got four. I can't announce some of them, but I've got four. You know, so, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I wish them all the best. And, you know, I just know that, you know, it'd be a huge dent, you know, in my roster, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, that's just the way this schedule is broken down. The calendar's broken down. This has got to change. I mean, way too long for the players. I mean, I'm with Dan Lanning. This should be over with January 1. It should be. I mean, how long did those teams sit there, you know, before they went to that the second round? Was it 4 weeks before they played?
It was a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? You know? I mean, the NFL does it every week, right? I mean, let's go. I mean, bump the season up, you know? Bam, 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 bam. Let's go. Two byes. I mean, why is this so difficult? And then you think about it, you know, all it's about is about the damn money.
Yeah.
It's all it's about. Yeah. Let's make sure these bowl games, those bowl sites, make sure they all sell out. Well, hell, they're going to sell out anyway. You know? I mean, just do it in a week. Don't matter. I mean, why are we going from that to what was it? 6 days or 7 days till tonight?
Right. Then it gets accelerated and.
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm not saying just because of the game, because of my game, but the guys are playing the national championship game is 1 week. And if they're beat up, they're not coming here. They're not coming here. You know, and I get that. You know, now if they do come down here and they've been through that, they're warriors. You know what I mean? That's going to prove a lot to the NFL clubs because, again, I've said this a long time, and Chip's heard me say this. If you don't love to play, you're not going to last in the NFL for very long. You're not. Because if you just like to play, I mean, it's hard to be successful. It just is. So, didn't mean to digress. I mean, sorry.
Like, No.
I mean
– I'm the get-off-the-grass guy today.
Hey. We love that. I'm looking at the, you know, we're in the portal. I mean, we're right in the heart of it here. And you having been a GM for a couple of programs at the highest level at Auburn and West Virginia, you see, you know, Texas has a bunch of players going into the portal. So does Alabama. The programs that have recruited at a high level for a long time, they can't hold on to everybody.
No.
And you're recruiting at, you know, four stars, players who will start at other programs immediately. And this is just the way of the world, isn't it, Drew?
Yeah. And the problem is, though, that, you know, they're losing out on the development because they're losing time. And I mean, and what I mean by that is they're missing off-season programs. You know, they're missing the weight training. They're missing the, you know, the same person that's going to develop them. I mean, when you watch ball now, I mean, the offensive line is one of the most, I mean, just bad. I mean, they're not playing very good, and there ain't many that are, because there's no cohesion. There's no, and guys, the next guy up is not a very good player. And it used to be next guy up, wasn't that big of a fall off. I mean, if, you know, and I'm using Alabama's example, I mean, it was like, you know, when you went in there, it was like, okay, there's a first round running back. Okay, who's the next one? Well, yeah, he's going to play for just 2 years, right? But he's the next first rounder. You know, the offensive line was like, okay, this guy's a 1 year starter and he ends up playing in the NFL. Because he stayed there, developed, got bigger, got stronger, got, you know, better technique. He didn't lose time. He did, and again, he goes into his senior year. I mean, there are plenty of guys at Alabama that played 1 year and ended up playing the NFL. Well, you watch some of these jokers now. I mean, they're underdeveloped. The technique is not very good. I mean, the flexibility is not very good. I mean, I've seen some of the worst offensive line play I've seen in 10 years. And I'm going like, you know, the reason why is that, like you said, oh, I'm a five-star guy and I don't play as a freshman. I'm mad, so I'm going to transfer. Okay, guess what? You're underdeveloped. You're not ready to play. If you're ready to play, you start as a freshman. You know, if you're not, wait your turn. Develop. You know, because, I mean, I can just tell you the offensive line coaches in the NFL are going like, ugh, gosh, you know, we got to start from ground zero on some of these dudes. You know, I mean, seriously, it's not very good. And, again, it's probably not going to change shit because, I mean, these kids have no patience. They don't fight through any adversity whatsoever. It's like, oh, gosh, coach yelled at me, deuces. You know, hey, I mean, I'm not playing, deuces. I mean, it's just like, I mean, and the other problem is these NIL, quote, NIL agents, all they are street agents, and all they're doing is shopping the player to every single damn university there is. I mean, hey, I got a client, you know, that if he got in the portal, he'd be really interested in you. What would you offer him? Well, nothing, because he's not in the portal and I'm not talking to you. But so many of them do, and then they go back and they extort their other program, and if they don't get the money they want, then they leave, you know, because put it this way, to them, $60,000 is a lot of money, you know, but, and it is, don't get me wrong, but what if you stuck around and developed and, you know, and actually made generational money, you know, by going to the NFL, you know, it's, I mean, it's a sad state, not going to change anytime soon. You know, I'd love to help it along because I've seen how bad it is. And, you know, gone through it. And the other piece of it is parents. They are absolutely awful. Awful. You know? And I used to sit there, and the first time that one of the parents says, well, you know, coach, this isn't about the money. As soon as they say that, it's about the money. You know? I'm going like, whatever. Just go to the highest bidder. You know? And here's the other piece of it, too. Chip told you this. If one of them extorts you, right? You're going to get six more in the door within the next day. Six more. Promise you.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, you're right. It's the state of it, and it's not going to get any better anytime soon. You know?
How would you describe the GM role in college football? Is it the hardest job? Is it the
– It depends. It depends who you're working for. It depends on what you're doing. Because I think a lot of it, you know, quote, the GM title is – really just a glorified high school recruiter. They're just giving them a little extra money, you know, and that's why they're giving them the GM title. But to say that you're managing the roster, you're managing the money, you're managing the recruiting, you're managing the scouting, I don't think there's a lot of dudes that really do all that. I don't. And that's what you do as a GM in the NFL. You know, you manage all of it. And you also manage operations too. You know, so that's why it's called a general manager. Well, like I said, a lot of these are glorified high school recruiters. And that's all well and good. That's fine. But it, like I said, it depends. It's school by school. It's head coach by head coach. It's how comfortable the head coach is turning over, you know, the reins of it. Because there's so many dudes that, you know, are head coaches that they want total control of everything. Well, if you do that, then you slow down the entire process. Because I never could wait for the head coach for me to offer a guy in the transfer portal, because if I waited on their ass when they're out recruiting, then it takes 3 days. And by 3 days, 3 days is 3 weeks in the transfer portal. And you may never even get a visit. So, again, it does depend on who it is, Chip. I mean, it really does. And the guys I was with, I mean, they were really comfortable with what I did and what my skill set was. And I told them, I said, look, I said, why don't you just worry about coaching ball? I'll worry about everything else, you know? Well, the rest of these guys are worried about coaching ball, but they're also worried about everything else. And they're worried about, hey, what's this guy making over here? And how can we keep, no, don't worry about that. I got it. You know, we're good. You know, so it just depends.
Yeah. Well, Drew, those are obviously great points. I ask you this with what everything that you just said, as a general manager and a head coach at a big time blue blood program, what's the smartest way to go about it in this era of college football?
I still think it's 60% high school kids, and try to keep them and try to keep developing them, but also be very transparent with them and say, this is what a fourth team left tackle makes. This is what the third tackle, this is what the second, this is what the starter makes. This is what you could possibly make in the end, right? Well, then there's no, you know, hey, such and such makes more than me and I'm better than him. Well, guess what? The left tackle makes more than the right tackle, right? Understand that day one, okay? The two-spot guard center going to make more than the one-spot center, you know? The receiver is going to make more than the tight end. What I'm saying is that if you let the locker room talk, it's bullshit because they're all going, I make more than you do, right? And then they get pissed off and they come upstairs and go, I want to make this. Well, you're not going to make that because this is – what he just told you is not true. You want to see what he makes? Here's what he makes right here, right? And show it to him, you know? Show it to him. Because if you don't show it to him, it's not going to work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, again, and then if you can't keep him, you know, I think the turnover that you cause, if you flip 71, 72 players off of your roster, there's no foundation pieces on your team. There's not. And then who's going to be the leaders? Who's going to have your culture? Who's going to understand what you want? You know, and again, you've got to have a base and a foundation to work with. And I think that's your high school recruiting. And I think that's where you start building. You got to treat the portal as I've got to fix a mistake because everybody makes mistakes, you know, and I'll give you my perfect example. I had a safety coach. I said, hey, did you watch the kid from Notre Dame, the kid from Tennessee Tech? He goes, nah. He said, but I'll take a guy from Notre Dame. I said, why? He said, because he's at Notre Dame. I said, so what? I said, the kid at Tennessee Tech's better than him. I said, guess what? Notre Dame makes mistakes too. You know? But that's the types of things that I'm talking about. You know, I mean,
how do you know that a guy's a dog? Like, because I mean, you got your transfer portal recruiting.
You don't. That's just it. I mean, you hopefully know somebody that was on that staff that you can at least talk to, and hopefully there's not a character issue. The other piece of it is that when I brought them in, they also had to get a medical. If they didn't want to get a medical, I would not sign them. Because if you sign one that's busted up, you don't know he's busted up, and then all of a sudden he comes in and, oh, he needs shoulder surgery. Then you just wasted a whole year of money, right? Whole year. So, again, do I know their dogs? No, but I can actually watch the way they play on tape. And, again, does that help? Yes. If he's a hair-on-fire guy, great. He plays hard, great. I mean, at least you can tell he's competitive, you know? I mean, you can't. I mean, you're recruiting in a 24-hour period. I mean – You're gonna make mistakes. And all these guys that say, oh, well, you know, we don't make mistakes. Yes, you do. I mean, I did, you know. I'm not 100% on anything. Nothing. You know? So guess what? Just learn from it. I mean, it's too risky for me to flip entire rosters like some of these guys are trying to do. And then when they flip them and then they lose the next class, well, it's just like the old JC fix when you used to try to JC fix something when you're getting ready to get your ass fired. Well, if you did that and it worked, well, you're going to have to do the same damn thing the next year because you're going to lose the whole damn class again. And that's what's wrong with the portal, that if you take too many one-year guys, you're just redoing the whole damn thing again. You know, you need to get some three-year guys. You need to get some two-year guys. You got to mix it up. I mean, and that's where the roster management comes into it, you know, because – you know, and one of the schools flipped like 71 guys, right? Well, they're flipping 51 of them again. That's their fault. You know,
and it's getting more expensive to do it.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, it won't be as expensive as it was with the second portal, because the second portal was really expensive because it was panic built, I called it, because they had to have that dude in the spring. Because obviously they had lost somebody in that spring and there was no other way of getting somebody. So they'd overpay for guys. And That's because you didn't manage your roster very well. You didn't. You didn't have any backup depth. You didn't have anything that would help you. So, yeah.
Your thoughts on tonight's game, Ole Miss versus Miami, Trinidad Chambliss, what he did against Georgia, absolutely impressive. And that defense with Miami, what they've been doing the first two rounds, the playoff, also impressive. Your thoughts on this game?
If Ole Miss can run the football like they did against Georgia, they have a chance. If Miami can run the football and play action pass, they have a chance. If Miami cannot run the football, they will lose. You know, bottom line. And the worst thing about playing Ole Miss is you got to defend all 11. And being a defensive coordinator, I mean, you hate having to defend that damn quarterback too. You know, when you know he's in the pocket, you know you can contain him. And you can play a hell of a lot of different coverages. You can mess with him more. But then when all of a sudden you got to spy one or two guys for that joker and those pass rush lanes open up, I mean, it makes it difficult. I don't think it's going to be a very high-scoring game. Ole Miss is playing better defense than they have in a while. You know, I was surprised they beat Georgia. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I thought Georgia was hitting on all cylinders, you know, both sides of the ball. And, you know, they played really good defense because – you watched them against, like, Arkansas early. I mean, they weren't very good. And they kind of grew up. They got older. They got more experienced and everything else. And, you know, they played faster. So I would say it's a three-point game probably. And I kind of lean towards Miami just because better defense, you know. But, man, I think it's going to be a good ball game. I really do.
Well, and then Indiana versus Oregon.
Too many weapons. I think playing the team twice, I don't think goes Indiana's way.
So you like Oregon?
I do. And what they did to Texas Tech was damn impressive. I mean, damn impressive. They played really well on defense, and I think they're hitting their stride too at the right time. I think they're getting hot at the right time. Quarterback has a lot of weapons. I mean, a lot. And when those receivers are healthy, man, they're really good. And then on offense. So, I mean, I think it's going to be Oregon. I do.
Yeah.
I think it's probably going to be Oregon and Miami, which doesn't – I hate to be selfish, but it doesn't help me one bit. But I'm rooting for them all because we could lose five guys from Oregon. We could lose six guys from Miami. You know, could. You know? But then again, they show up and play. Wow. The league's going to go Warriors, you know?
Yeah.
If they show up a week later. Down here.
You've got Le'Veon Moss coming to your game. You know, what do you like about him, and what as a NFL, a former NFL national scout? Who's that?
Derek Brooks.
How about that? How about that?
No, that's a stunt. Derek Brooks.
When you got gold jackets calling you, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
He also played in the Senior Bowl.
Yeah. Hey, is he being honored?
He is coming anyway, and he will probably get honored in some way. You know, just since I've been on, I've had 5 texts and 4 calls already. Yeah. You know?
Well, we appreciate you taking some time for us. You know what I mean?
What's funny is, I mean, I was clean for like 2 hours before y'all. I was like,
and now you're getting hammered. Like,
bang. That's how it always works.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Moss and the running backs in your game, you know.
Good group.
Yeah. Talk about what stands out about these guys and what NFL ingredients they have.
Well, I mean, I think all of them are, I mean, again, I kind of did, I always call it the, not 32 flavors, but 2 flavors. I've got some, you know, change of pace backs along with, you know, pounders and big backs, you know, because I always want to have big back. I always want to have change of pace guy. I always want to have a guy can do both. You know, and my favorite, and I'm not going to call him little, my favorite smaller back is Coleman from Washington. And he is not small, and he is powerful. I mean, you know, Jabari Taylor, you know, the one who transferred from North Carolina Central to Virginia. I mean, hard tackle. I mean, great feet, good balance through side contact. Le'Veon's, I mean, going to be healthy, you know, by the time he gets to us. He was not healthy in the last game. He was, I mean, he's probably 85%. It'll be nice to see what he does again, because when he's healthy, he could be a number one back. He could. It's just going to take him, you know, a little bit of time. You know, Faison, I mean, you know, good back. I mean, we got a good group. I mean, we really do. The boys from Penn State, we got both of them.
Yeah.
We got Singleton and, you know, Catron. You know, great kind of, you know, big giant pounder and a kind of a complete back. It's a good group. It really is. I mean, really pleased with that group. Really pleased with a lot of them. The one that's, you know, through the roof is the defensive end edge rushers. I mean, we got some just straight out fire breathers, you know, which is going to be good because it'll attract the tackles, because the tackles will want to try to show out against the, you know, the David Baileys and the Cassius Howells and the TJ Parkers of the world, you know, and those Derek Brown, Zion Young. I mean, dude, we got dudes. I mean, go on SeniorBowl.com, look at the accepted invites, and know that there's 20 more juniors that we cannot list yet. So, you know, we're loaded for bear right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you told us a couple of weeks ago you couldn't even send an invite to Ethan Burke because you have so many edge rushers before him, that told Chip and I a lot, because we think Ethan Burke could play a little bit.
Yeah, he can. He can, but again, I have to – it's my judgment. It's on me for this roster, and I got to put the 140 best dudes out there, right? And again, he's a good player. Don't get me wrong. Really good player. You know, guess what? We got some medical guys to go down, or – we got some guys that get hurt in training. Yeah, I'll be calling him up. But, you know, for right now, I can't.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
Here's a question from Dave, who wants to know if you've looked at Arizona State running back Relik Brown.
No, I hadn't. I'm going to be honest with you. I'd remember if I did. You know, if he's even eligible, I don't know. The thing is, you know, I've got area scouts that are all over the country that do these guys during fall too. And if they don't have a high enough grade on them, it doesn't get to me. And I'm really impressed with the group that I put together for those guys, because, I mean, heck, we got over 200 years of NFL experience in scouting with my group. I mean, heck, one of them just got a job at Florida. You know, I probably lose one or two more back to the league. I'll replace them again with guys that have some experience. You know, but no, I hadn't watched a kid, and I'm never going to comment on a kid. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of Brennan Thompson, former Longhorn, then Sooner, obviously ended up with Jeff Lebby at Mississippi State, had a really good year this season. You got him coming to the game.
He can flat out fly. And, you know, for being, you know, smaller. Okay. He's a hard cover. He really is. He's kind of got that. I used to say to Cole Beasley, he had that that self-preservationist in him. You know, he knew when to get the hell down. This kid knows when the hell to get down too. You know, but he'll blow your doors off. I'm betting he may go like 4.25. You know, yeah. I mean, he can go. I mean, he can really go. Telemetry numbers were really good, and I was going like, ooh. I was like, ain't many guys that can go there. You know, not many at all.
Yeah. What when you look at this this group, and you can't say who the coaches are yet, right?
No.
Those
nominations are going out right now from clubs of eliminated teams, and then the league will get with me later.
So, for fans who've never been to the Senior Bowl, tell them, I mean, Mobile, tell them what's around. And
man, this is easy. This is a cleaner New Orleans. You know, it is. I mean, trust me, it doesn't smell like vomit and urine, you know, when you're walking downtown. You know, I mean, it does. I mean, come on now, you've been in New Orleans, don't
you? Oh, yeah. I've been there for Mardi Gras. You just described it.
Yeah, great food. I mean, really friendly people right next to the water. Where can you go to watch more draftable players at one place at one time? Nowhere. And, hell, the ticket's like $25. I mean, really? I mean, where can you go for $25 and watch that? Really? I mean, the lowest ticket price I've seen for a college game is like $200 now. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about a P4, right? But and again, there's two restaurants down here, and I traveled everywhere across the country. There's two restaurants here in my top 10. And again, there's a reason why I gained 10 pounds since I've been here, because the food is that good. You know, I mean, great downtown, safe. Game is where the game is at South Alabama at, Hancock Whitney Stadium. And about 26,000-27,000 seats. I don't think there's a bad seat in the whole damn place. I really don't. I mean, I even went up into the corner, just to kind of see, just because I wanted to walk up and say, how bad is it? It's a really good seat. I mean, it really is. It sells out. It sold out the last 2 years. It's going to sell out again. It's worth coming down here if you're really interested in seeing the future of the NFL and seeing it quickly. Because, again, my dream of this is to have every single guy drafted out of this game. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
Now, if I got some late replacements, I still want them to be draftable too. Yeah.
What's the beer joint right near the practice fields that
you're asking me about a beer joint? Come on, man. Well,
When I was covering the Cowboys, I would go in there and there's Peyton and Eli Manning in there.
I think it's Heroes, but I mean, it's Gruden goes there all the time too. It's out there by the stadium.
Yeah.
It's just like, put it this way. People know, my ex got, hacked because of Chip Brown. Okay. Well,
hey. Chip Brown got hacked because I was trying to be nice.
Well, here's the thing, Zay. Okay, you're gonna love this. I found out in about a minute and a half, okay? Because two of my guys text me, goes, "I think you've been hacked." And I said, "Why?" And they said, "For you to be saying that you bought a pickup truck, we knew it wasn't you."
Damn.
And I was like, "Nope, not doing the pickup truck."
With your newly found crypto cash?
With my crypto cash. And then I was given stock tips yesterday, too. Did you know that?
Oh, good. Yeah.
We're taking control of that here soon. So, know that my ex account has been compromised. It will be back soon. But, yeah, I just laughed through with that. Yeah, we knew you wouldn't be buying a pickup truck.
Yeah. Yeah, don't.
Jeff just got his account back today.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully I'll get mine back pretty soon, too. Yeah.
Don't ever click anything in your Twitter DMs ever.
Even with the picture of Chip Brown on it, they had it wired, dude. Had it wired, And I wanted to text you and I wanted to say, "What the hell is this, dude?"
Oh, trust me.
I've gotten calls.
Thank God Mark Henry called and said,
"Oh, I was trying to be nice about it, dude. I was going like, oh, hell yeah, I'll do that." I was like, "Damn, I just got screwed."
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, screwed. Yeah. We had to change the passwords on everything on the other account too, on the Senior Bowl account and everything. It's been a pain in the ass, dude. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
Well, hey, right. I gotta call Derek Brooks.
I know you gotta call Derek Brooks back. Okay. But who's the best team in the NFL right now?
Who? God, probably Jacksonville. Yeah. Probably Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I know.
I got the Houston Texans in the Super Bowl.
I don't think they're good enough offensively.
Yeah.
No, they're good enough defensively.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're good enough offensively. So.
Well, tell Derek Brooks we said hey.
I will, partners. All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you next week. There he is. Drew Fabianich, the executive director of the Panini Senior Bowl. We love talking to Drew. He's got a great cast in his game. Let's get a couple of mentions, and then we'll get to the chip shot. Hey, how about in 2026 we get healthy? We get healthy the human way, human with two N's. The science-backed formulas of human are advanced in ways that they're unlike any supplements you've ever had. They are so sophisticated. You know, when I hold up the cholesterol health daily, this is to accentuate your good cholesterol. These are not just fish pills. This is a formula that's going to accentuate the good cholesterol that we need. The cardiovascular health daily, which is going to help with blood flow. And, you know, that's something that we absolutely need, help with your blood pressure. How about the metabolic health daily, which is going to help with your blood sugar, you know, and weight management, blood sugar, so that you're not getting adult onset diabetes. These formulas, you know, born from the University of Texas Health Science Center. And that's part of the reason I think it's so cool, is that this is Texas's version of Gatorade, except it's the most sophisticated supplements you can take. They're beet-based, super beet heart chews, are the number one recommended by cardiologists. And you take one of these super beets heart chews a day like I do, it's going to help you regulate your blood pressure two times more effectively than with just diet and exercise alone. And I always talk about the turmeric chews because anti-inflammation, you know, healthy anti-inflammation. Where does the pain come from after we work out? Inflammation. These turmeric chews are money. I say go to humanwith2ends.com/TSU. Load up on everything I just showed you. You're going to get 20% off your first order if you use the promo code TSU. And you got a 90-day money-back guarantee. So load up. Get multiple orders of the cardiovascular health daily, the cholesterol health daily, and the metabolic health daily, and of course the Super Beats heart chews. Just go to humanwith2ends.com/TSU. Use the promo code TSU. Cover three. What a great spot to be watching the Miami Hurricanes and the Ole Miss Rebels tonight. Grab some friends. Say, hey, I'll meet you over at Cover Three, and enjoy. You know, you got happy hour every day from 3:30 to 6:30. 3:30 to close on Mondays. Enjoy the incredible menu, the great service, the Sean Adams prime rib sandwich, the brick chicken and mac and cheese, the Chop House burger. During happy hour, the $7 social hour menu, which has got the firecracker shrimp on it. Yeah. Cover Three, great spot. Cover Three Anderson, Cover Three Round Rock. And for my guys who are snoring, you know, you've got the, see it right there, Sleep Cycle Center of Austin, our man, Dr. Chad Denman, who's dedicated his life to treating sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is a lack of oxygen while you sleep. Snoring is often an indicator, but there's also sleep apnea that is silent. That's why I say take advantage of this incredible partnership we have with Texas Sports Unfiltered and the Sleep Cycle Center. You go to sleepcyclecenters.com. Tell them Texas Sports Unfiltered sent you. They're going to take $100 off your sleep study. That sleep study, and Dr. Chad has the best technology for that sleep study to detect your level of sleep apnea. And he's got the best treatment options, from oral appliance, like I have, a mouth guard that holds my lower jaw open so I get that oxygen when I'm sleeping, to different, you know, kinds of CPAP, to surgery. But get yourself checked out. This is not to be messed with. If you're snoring, it's more than just annoying to the person next to you. It could be the sign of a serious health issue. Go to sleepcyclecenters.com. Tell them Texas Sports Unfiltered sent you. And hey, you're ready for the big screen of your dreams. There is only one number to call in Austin, Texas. That is our man, Tom McKay, Audiovisual Consultations, great supporter of Texas Sports Unfiltered. I've known Tom forever, 30 years. He's put big screen TVs in three different houses for me in Austin. He's the best. You just call 255-8678. He's going to bring you the best price on big screens. He's going to hang it like a, you know, portrait in a museum. Perfect. You know, I thought I needed a 100-inch screen. He's like, no, for that wall, you need a 85-inch screen. I was like, okay. And he's going to tell you what you need, what you don't need. He can also take care of you on surveillance, electronic shades, new lighting. Just call 255-8678 or go to avconsultations.com. All right. Let's talk about the chip shot here. We got all kinds of stuff going on in the transfer portal. We've had some news today. Zion Williams. He is a 360-pound nose tackle. Younger guy, 3 years of eligibility. Who fits that, you know, big athletic. He's from Lufkin. You know, he hardly played this year. He played in five games, 3 years of eligibility. And he is a guy who can play. You know, Ian Graffard has 1 year left. Zion Williams is a guy that Will Muschamp can develop. And he likes, you know, we've been talking about it. Will Muschamp is all about the big two gappers, so that when he's playing an odd front, he's got a guy who can control two gaps, hold the point of attack against double teams, and stuff the run. Remember, Will Muschamp had, you know, Jordan Davis, Devontae Wyatt, Jalen Carter at Georgia. Those guys helped win a national championship. You know, Clemson, you had Christian Wilkins and Trevor Lawrence or Dexter Lawrence. So you got to have those guys. Bama has, you know, pick one from A'shaun Robinson to, you know, all the Marcel Darius, Texas fans remember him. You got to have those dudes to win big, to stuff the run and win big. So, Texas got guys on campus today. Sounds like the Cal linebacker, Cade Uluave, is visiting. You've also got Dylan Sikorsky from Oregon State, who, 6'4", 333 pounds. You know, they're looking in the right places. And of course, the Relik Brown commitment is huge. This is a guy who's got home run speed, great hands. He's a little thicker version of Jaden Blue. He's 5'9", 195. I like those guys. Those guys, remember the muscle hamster, Doug Martin?
Hell yeah.
He was 5'9" and
where'd he go? Boise State?
195.
That's not where'd Doug Martin go?
Yeah, I think so. Good call. There's Zay winning the trivia, right? Doug Martin?
Sounds right.
Well, let's see. Yeah. Let's see. There you go.
I remember them. He had no neck.
Right.
It was all connected, head, shoulders. That's it.
Right.
I like that for my running back.
Hey, Barry Sanders is built like that, you know? So, like those guys low to the ground with those big, thick, muscled legs, you know? Not like my bony little knees that.
Don't cut yourself some slack, state champ.
Well, back in the day.
State champ.
Back in the day.
What up, champ? By the way, how's the knee right now?
Elle and I are going to play in the Polar Bear Big City Tournament. plays all over the city January 16th through 18th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't We're do anything out of ordinary. Let Eleanor carry you like most of the time she does.
If anyone, so I'm getting hammered with little ads about these bamboo sleeves that you wear on your knees.
Is that Brett Favre? What is that?
No, it's different, but I don't know if it's a scam or not. If anyone's tried these bamboo sleeves for your knees, I mean, it's elaborate how they, you know, they get people to post on Facebook, or they make it look like they're posting on Facebook. And yeah. I don't know if these things are
in Jerry Rice. I don't know.
I've already got those.
You already got those?
Oh yeah.
Those dudes were playing sandlot football at their age. That tells me everything I need to know.
Those commercials were doing great right up until Favre got like investigated for funneling money.
Yeah.
For alleged volleyball.
I still haven't seen that 30 for 30 or Untold Netflix special. I don't know who did it, but there's something about that. I still haven't checked it out. I need to. Now football season is wrapping up, but yeah. Brett Favre, we look at him different now.
Tonight's game, Ole Miss and Alabama. I mean, Ole Miss and Miami. And I do love Miami's defense. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Reuben Bain up front. You know.
Yeah, Akeem Ezidor is a problem, too. Everybody gets Reuben Bain. Ezidor, boy, on that other side.
Mm.
Yeah. But, and then the dude that our man Drew has in the Senior Bowl, unless if they win next week or win tonight.
Jacoby Thomas.
Thomas, man. He hit Carnell Tate so damn hard, man. Carnell Tate, he didn't want to stretch for that. He heard the footsteps.
That was like that hit that Jelani McDonald put on that Michigan tight end.
Yeah.
Just like rib cracker.
Yeah. We got to bring that style back, man. Hit them the right way without forcing that laundry out.
Hey, Sean Taylor, baby. Sean Taylor.
Oh, Sean Taylor.
He was the most savage hitter I've ever seen.
Yeah, God bless his soul. That guy, he wouldn't be able to play in this era.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah, he was so cool, man. He used to tape the face mask. His aura was just incredible. And the fact that on that national championship Miami team, he was a second string guy after Ed Reed and them. What? Like, what, man? Like, give me some of that Texas, where your second string guy is Sean Taylor.
Right?
Like, give me some of that.
Like, I'm so cool with that.
Which I saw Texas, they're still looking for a safety, huh? Like, even with Derek Williams coming back, Lonnie McDonald, you got Xavier Filsimi, Jonah Williams. You never know about Jonah Williams just because you got to get through baseball season. But I saw that Kansas safety was on campus a couple of days ago.
Yeah, they're looking for a corner and a safety. They got the corner Masco from Rutgers, but yeah, they wanted to add, you know, at corner, you lose both Malik Muhammad and Jalen Gilbo, so you've got Warren Roberson, you've got Kobe Black, you've got Cade Phillips. But I think they wanted one more corner with some experience. You're bringing in some studs like Samari Matthews and if that kid takes off and can play as a freshman, you know, it's more for insurance. And I think the Masco kid has ties to Mark Orfe. Orfe coached him at Rutgers, so. I think that's a little bit of insurance, if you will. But yeah, Relique Brown, I'm excited about this guy because, you know, look, there's one Jaden Baugh out there, 230 pounds, who can run by you, run through you, and can catch the ball. But Florida broke the bank to keep him, as they should. And now you get some of that home run speed back into the Texas offense, which it just scares the bleep out of the defense when you got a back who can catch a swing pass and go the distance. So that's what Relique Brown brings to the table. But I'm gonna roll with Ole Miss.
Hey,
I'm gonna roll with Ole Miss tonight.
Yeah, you love yourself some Trinidaddy.
Now, remember the last time, like, Michael Penix played as well as he could play against Texas. As well as he could play. He was throwing dimes everywhere, dropping them in keyholes. That was one of the best performances I've ever seen from a quarterback in a playoff or whatever, BCS champ, whatever. And then against Michigan, he wasn't as good. Texas beat him up a little bit. Michigan defense, whatever. They finally got some pass rush on that offensive line. Maybe they were a little beat up. That's the only thing that gives me a little hesitation, because Miami's defense, they can get after you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to roll with Trinidaddy. Let's get to it.
Yeah, I got Miami. You know, I don't know how much better. I know I'm taking Miami's defense over Georgia's defense this year, but Georgia got some players too. So when Trinidad Chambliss is doing all that sandlot stuff, running around, running backwards, and
flipping,
just freestyling. Yeah. Can he do that against Akeem Messidor and Ruben Bain? You know, and them boys from Miami, Jacoby Thomas, they hitting. You know, Scott got the pick six last week, and we know how well Julian Sain was taking care of the ball all season long until those last two games he had against Indiana and then Miami. So to force a turnover from that guy who has one of the best percentages, completion percentages in the nation, Trinidad Chambliss better be smart, man. And they're good. They're really good. Again, Pete Golden has been terrific. And I love to continue to see them stick it to Lane, even though Lane's going to be $500,000 richer every win. And maybe more. Maybe the further they get, that $500,000 turns into $750,000.
We saw this in college basketball in 1989 when Bill Frieder took the Arizona State job and Bo Schembechler said, "Nah, we'll have a Michigan man coach Michigan." He elevates Steve Fisher and they win the national championship.
Yeah.
And Bill Frieder never sniffed a Final Four in his coaching career. He's watching that team he put together win it all, and he's sitting there in Phoenix, Arizona, which is where these teams are tonight. But
yeah, that Michigan team had one of my favorite, most underrated players ever, Glenn Rice, man.
Glenn Rice was a sniper.
God, he was so good.
He set the scoring record that year.
Yeah.
I think it's been
He never got credit like I think he should have. He made it to a few All-Star games, and he had his stint with Miami and Charlotte. He was really good with Charlotte, but when you're playing against that Jordan era as a shooting guard, easily forgotten. The Mitch Richmond in the world.
He had he banged Sarah Palin, you know?
I don't know how true that is. That whole rumor, man, I don't know. Because that's a wild rumor.
I think it's true. All right, let's go to the right call.
Let's get it. Before that, though, got to give a shout-out to the best car dealership in the land. That is Covert BK, family-owned and operated. Been doing it for over 100 years. We love our Buick Encore GX. It's absolutely amazing. And, hey, go over to Covert BK now, and they'll hook you up. New pre-owned They'll find something in your price range to make you feel comfortable and back on the road for the next however some years. And if you don't want to take my word for how great Covert Bee Cave is, listen to these five folks at Covert Bee Cave.
I don't have to worry about shopping for mechanics to make sure it's done and done right. I come up here, I'm in, I'm out. They give me a loaner sometimes, and it's hassle-free.
If you have any questions, they'll go ahead and help you out and educate you. They're not just here just to sell you a vehicle. They're here to build a relationship.
They treat you like family, and then they make the experience what you want it to be, not what they want it to be.
Covert, born and raised in Austin.
Where you are always treated like family.
Nobody beats a Covert deal? Not now, not ever. All right, champ, we're going to be petty for this next 6 minutes. A couple of things I'm going to throw at you. So, Texas, they just got Zion Williams, not Zion Williamson, with his horny ass, because he's back being horny once again, which this isn't that bad. Beforehand, the last one with the OnlyFans model, porn star, Mariah Mills, with the crazy badunkadunk that is clearly fake, like the booty don't match the thighs, which, hey, I'm all for plastic surgery. If you want to better your body to make you feel better, good for you. I ain't knocking that, but Zion, you were wilding for getting with that. Now, Zion has gotten exposed once again from a new Instagram model or something that videotaped him, her being at his house. Like, it looks like a New Orleans condo that she was in, and she's like filming Zion messing with the fireplace. And then after, as you can see here in this photo, she's, you know, looking out and the water and stuff in New Orleans. There's Zion. He's fixing the fireplace. She's talking to him there. As you see below, there is a transaction from Zion who sent her $2,000. So she put all his business out there. That is her, by the way. Yeah, that's her. So Zion, this isn't even that bad. Like, there's a lot of NBA players doing this. I don't think what I'm looking at here is worth $2,000. Like, we talking about the transfer portal and what these players are worth. I don't know if this girl is a $2,000 transaction, but hey, Zion, if she makes you feel that good where you think she deserves that, best of luck to you, dog. But him getting exposed once again, it sucks, especially since his play doesn't make you look past this. Because he's rarely available. When he is, he's good. But that's the thing. It's very hit or miss with Zion, who is entering like the seventh year. He's been in the league. So when you see this, it's not a good look. Because it's like, bro, you need to pick better women that aren't going to expose you like this. And I get it. You see that booty back there? It's hard. The temptation, it's hard. I understand that, but Zion, you can't keep getting caught up in situations like this, bruh. You can't. You can't. I know it's undefeated, but you can't keep getting caught up with this when you're not producing on the court. It's just not a good look. You're muted, my guy. You're muted. We can't hear you.
Oh, Zion Williamson. I was just looking up. He's averaging 22.4 points per game.
Solid.
56, shooting 56%.
A solid.
6 points.
How many games he played, though? How many games he's missed?
He's only played 23 games.
It's not great. I don't know where they're at, but,
you know, hitting 72% of his free throws this year.
Yeah.
For his career, he's averaging 24.5.
Yeah, I will not shame women on here, but Zion, you're wildin'. I'll just say that. Zion, you're out.
Well, no, you don't have to shame her. You can just.
I'm not doing that. I'm just saying Zion's wildin'.
Right.
He's wildin'. He's out of control.
Do better.
Yeah.
You can spend $2,000 for someone who's not going to put your business out there.
There it is. That's what I'm saying.
Very simple. Go to Vegas, into those, you know, use Tiger's old black book. Tiger knows all the secretive places.
No, he don't. I wouldn't take advice from Tiger.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, things he's gotten into. Sex addict Tiger? No.
Now he's just, I can't tell if it's AI. Doesn't he have a kid with
Lindsey Vonn?
AI, he's dating one of the Trump girls.
Oh, I ain't see all that.
Is that fake?
I don't know. I haven't seen Tiger in a minute.
Never mind.
All right, last thing before we go, bring in Patrick and Matt. So we all know, or at least if you don't know, now you know, I was born and named after Isaiah Thomas, Zeke Thomas, legendary Bad Boys Piston, and Michael Jordan, Isaiah Jordan Carter. That's my full name. That's how my parents just figured out my name. I love them for it. But it's ironic that both of those guys hate each other's guts. Isaiah Thomas strikes again. He goes on the Michelle Beadle, Chandler Parsons, DeMarcus Cousins show. I don't know what show it is, but they got a show. They're interviewing Zeke Thomas, and he can't help himself. Somehow, he's comparing Bron to Jordan again. This is what he said. You guys are playing with arguably the greatest player to ever play, LeBron, and y'all treat him like he ain't nothing. LeBron James is sitting there holding every single basketball record. Jordan leads in no statistical basketball category. 15 years from now, when the next generation comes along and they talk about how great LeBron James was, it won't even be a debate. Wow, Zeke, you are bugging. He also says this, y'all treat LeBron like he ain't nothing. When y'all say he's the greatest, y'all just talk about a guy who gave y'all some shoes and some warm-ups. So Zeke is still going in. He's still salty about how everything went 30-something years ago. I love it. I love it. Don't ever, ever forgive Isaiah Thomas, because we need that in an era where it's a little softer. And, you know, Isaiah Thomas is the same brother that was kissing Magic Johnson on the cheek before a game. So, you know, that's pretty soft. But either way, he busted his ass as a little man in the league that dominated. But he's still petty, Chip.
And oh, yeah. Left him off the dream team.
Yeah, yeah. So I respect it. Love him for it. But he's out of pocket. He's wilding too.
All right, let's open up the gym. I see Matt in his gear. He's got the Ole Miss gear on. I love it.
I do. It's I'm nervous. I've never been this nervous for a football game.
I'm rolling with the Rebels. I know. Listen, Ole Miss is playing better run defense. It's going to get tested tonight, Mark Fletcher. But it's going to get tested if Mario Cristobal stays patient with it against Louisville. He gave up on that run. He kept slinging it with Carson Beck, who threw four interceptions. Mario's been on his A game, smart, run it. I think it's going to come down to who's got the better quarterback, and I'm going with who's your Trinidaddy Chambliss.
I love it.
I said to Zay, Michael Penix played the game of his life against Texas. He could not miss. Now it helps to have Roma Dunze and Jalen Polk and all these dudes.
Mm-hmm.
But against Michigan in the next game, he wasn't nearly as good. I think Trinidad Chambliss is that good.
Well, I love this. Chip on board. It makes me feel so much better. This is just the biggest game that Ole Miss has ever played
ever
in my life. So it's a little nerve-wracking.
Ever. It's so fun. I'm so happy for you. I mean, cousin went to Miami. He can't even breathe right now. So, yeah. But I'm happy for you dudes. Cause,
me too.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
It's the funniest thing that could happen is Lane Kiffin leaving a team because they can't win a title and they win a title.
I know.
The funniest thing that possible to happen to Lane Kiffin.
Here's the question that I want to pose to everybody before you get off, guys. Would you give Lane Kiffin a ring if they win it all?
Hell no.
Oh, I would, and there'd be something nice on the inscription.
Yeah, yeah. And then he'd have to wear it.
Yeah.
He's the coach at LSU, and it says Ole Miss on it.
Yeah.
It says Ole Miss, and on the inside says something I'm not going to say on the air.
you gotta dump him a door or something. Like, he can't get one.
Sorry you missed out. You know, that's the nice version.
See you, fellas.
Appreciate you guys.